Did you see that Larry King died?
I did, from your text this morning where you said Larry King died. We finally did it.
Yeah. I'm just so happy. After years of mailing him small amounts of poison.
Are we starting? Are we doing it?
It's the Unholy Pod, and we're here to talk to you. Yeah, that's the song now. That's the intro song. I've had a bunch of people tell me they really like the intro music. And I'm like, it's just a random track we pulled out of the internet and licensed.
We bought it. Like, yeah. We bought the license for
it. We own it legally. Like, they can't take it from us.
We paid for the license. It was like $40 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
The things we do.
Well, what is it? Today's the 23rd?
23rd of January.
It's
episode 16.
It's a big week because it's the anniversary of the Challenger disaster. So I've got to ask you, what's your favorite shuttle disaster, Challenger or Columbia?
I don't know what Columbia was.
Columbia was in February 2003. It burnt up on reentry because one of the tiles had been damaged and fallen off, and so it overloaded the heat shield. It was horrific.
There were people on that?
No, the shuttle was flying itself. It just said, I'm going to go to space. I'll be right back. Yes, there were people on it. 7 or 8 people. I don't remember how large that crew was.
Was that the one where one of them was like a teacher? I think I remember.
No, that was the Challenger one. You're like a baby child.
I don't remember these. They all happened when I was little. When did Challenger happen?
86.
Okay. I wasn't even alive.
That doesn't mean
it
doesn't matter.
You were barely alive.
No, but I remember it because it's at the beginning of Star Trek IV. They say they have a little note.
Well, I think both sound sad.
Yeah, but if you had to pick your favorite.
That's like, what's your favorite genocide? Like, what?
Oh, God. I couldn't even pick. Like, how do you pick just one?
Let me ask you this. What's your favorite insurrection led by American citizens against the American government?
That one's hard. I gotta say, probably the one in 1776. I was okay with that.
That one was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
That one was chill.
Because I people were like, we're getting taxed, but we don't want
don't
to.
Tread
and they were
on
like,
me.
Yeah. You're this is me and this is your boot doing a tread and I don't want that.
Get your boot out of here.
Yeah. Oh, get them boots out.
Yeah. Now people keep saying don't tread on me, but then they're also like abortion should be illegal and you're like, but wait.
But don't tread on me. Tread on those fetuses.
Don't.
If you can actually make a really nice kind of hummusy thing from a fetus, if you just you throw some garlic in there. You put it in a food processor.
Yikes.
You just pulse it, though. You still want some texture to it,
nope.
You know?
Nope.
Sticking with the theme of none of this is going in there.
Yeah. Excited for your mom to hear that bit and be like, yeah, Becca's the normal one. Jess is here.
Jess needs
something.
To speak to a professional. I started doing therapy. I've done 2 therapies now. And I was, I felt very vindicated when the therapist said, you seem like you're pretty good at identifying and solving your own problems. And I was like, yes, that's why I haven't been in therapy most of the time is because I don't need you to tell me what I already know. But I'm still doing it because it's helpful to talk to somebody.
I like it because like you can talk to your friends and your family about whatever, but it's nice to have someone that's completely separate from the situation.
That just
whose
doesn't
job
care
it is
about
to
you.
Just listen. Yeah, like they just need to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say whatever you want and they're not supposed to judge you.
What I do is I like to spend the hour just calling her the most horrific names, like really inappropriate stuff. I can't even say it on here. Yeah, because I'm paying them and she just has to take it. And at the end, I go, oh, thank you. I feel so much better. Is that David? Is he here?
Where?
You were just looking off to the side. I thought he was.
No.
I don't know
he
what
was...
the layout is.
He was going to spend this time while we were recording this putting together his desk, which is in the bedroom, which is right outside where I'm recording.
Thump, thump, thump.
I was like, I don't think that's going to work.
Yeah.
So he's cleaning up the rest of the apartment.
Good. I'm tired of the mess he makes. Is it already really messy since he got there?
Well, he just brought in a bunch of stuff. Like, we haven't, like, unpacked anything yet other than the gaming stuff.
That's so, whenever I move, like, somewhere, my clothes. TV and my games are the first thing I set up, or my computer because I want music.
Yeah. So right now, it's just, there's just a lot of stuff in here. I had the apartment super clean because it would make the unpacking easier.
Mm-hmm.
So,
do you regret having him move there already? Like, are you sad that you have to put up with this, or is it gone well these last 3 days?
I don't regret him moving.
Okay, I'm gonna check in every week. So.
What a wild 180 that would be. Like, actually, this is a big mistake.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, actually, the first box he brought in, it just, I don't know, something about it told me that this isn't going to work out and we should cut our losses.
Oh, my God.
I'm excited for David to hear this one and just hear you going, yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to edit it. So that's all it is I say, are you upset? And it just goes, yep. Mm-hmm.
It was weird. Like, you don't realize, like, none of what we're dealing with is normal, but especially, like, not being touched by another human being, even in a not sexual way, mm-hmm. is not normal for, like, 3 months straight to go. Because I've gone over to my brother's house and stuff, but we're not, like, huggers or anything.
He's, like, crush wow, you with his giant bear on.
I haven't, like, been hugged in 3 months, and it was just, like, that's not normal to, like, go that long without, like, touching another human being.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel for people that are, like, actually really alone through all this. It's just, it blows.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, being with Chris has been nice because it was kind of the same for me, as I'm like, I like a lot of physical affection and closeness, and Jen and I hugged a handful of times and that was good, but it's not the same, you know.
Yeah, I'm not a huge, like, touchy person, but mm-hmm. it is, like, and I had gotten used to being alone, like, for just, the 3 months yeah, that we were apart.
Forever.
Like, it was just what it was. But but then, like, as soon as you hug another person, you're like, oh.
I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the shit.
I forgot.
You feel that? You feel them endorphins?
Yeah. I'm not a big hugger. And I don't know. I have, like, a very small subset of people that I'm okay with, like, hugging me. And it doesn't even include, like, most of my friends. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't.
We've hugged, I think, once.
Yes.
Maybe twice.
Yes. I think it was twice, because it was that one day I was really sad, and
yeah,
then it was
we were
when
in the
you
office.
When you moved.
Correct. The two hugs. I did almost cry when that second time.
That was a good one.
It's just a good hug, you know. Some hugs really stay with you.
Yeah. No, but once someone's in that circle, I have no problem with mm-hmm. it. Like,
yeah.
There's no, but it really doesn't extend beyond, like, my parents and, like, my partner. But other than that, I don't like to be touched, mm-hmm. really.
And that's unfortunate, because David, if he's not touching another human's skin, he screams, like, just constantly. So
I do feel that, though, when we had to do those, like, trainings at work, and there were ones about, like, where someone just directly told their friends, like, do not hug me, and I'll tell you if I want to be hugged. And I was like, oh, I've never verbalized that, but that is definitely how I am. Like,
yes.
I don't want to be touched.
Well, that's why even that time you were sad and we were in the office, is like, do you want a hug? Because I recognize,
yeah.
I'm like, you're not a hugger, but I am available for that.
Yeah.
Should there
yeah.
be a need.
Yeah, I'm not.
Hugs as a service.
Hugs as a service. Yeah. No, I appreciate that, because I've had friends that just go in for it, and that's mm-hmm. also, like, it's usually fine. It's, I'm not, like in the training videos, the person was like, hey, whoa, I told you, don't hug me. I'm
mm-hmm.
like, I'll do it. You know, it's not, I'm not going to get mad.
I'll do it, but, ugh. I like hugs. When I remember being in, like, band in high school and college, and, like, we all just hugged all the time, and it was so nice. I do like that, because my last relationship, there was not enough physical, not like sexual touching, but just physical. Like, there wasn't enough of that. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate having that again. And certainly,
yeah.
You're right, it's hard now, because you don't really see many people. So, like, Chris and I are obviously in a bubble now, but we don't interact
yeah.
with a ton of other people, especially not that close. So,
yeah. I miss just, like, sitting next to someone and watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, how nice is
this? I hope
this?
Cammy doesn't hear you say this, because she's going to be really upset. Like, I don't
she's
count.
Like, I've been watching TV with you for months.
Yeah.
And
We watched the whole thing about the chess lady, and I just sat there and enjoyed it with you, but I guess that doesn't mean anything to you. Bark, bark.
I do love that dog. My mom is also not a hugger. She told me a story.
She's so full of anger, though.
She told me a story about how someone at work, like, hugged her, and that person's friend, like, later was like, "Oh, you hugged Mary? Mary is not a hugger." And my mom heard about this and was like, "I guess I'm not." Mm-hmm.
And I think that's okay. I think people should be allowed to not be huggers. I think about it a lot with kids when they're like, "Go hug your aunt or go kiss your aunt." I'm like, they don't have to if they don't want to. Like, they can, but I don't think we should require it. That's how people, you know, start off learning that consent doesn't matter.
Yeah, you should have to say hi, but you shouldn't have to.
Well, certainly, be cordial, but not.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to hug people you don't like.
Mm-hmm. I don't like when they're like, "Go clean your aunt's teeth." I'm like, I'll do it. I'm okay. I can handle that myself. And they're like, "No, go get the brushes." And I go, "Please don't do this."
Oh, man.
But otherwise, not a lot went on this week, right? Kind of low-key. Anything big?
Very low-key week. Yeah. Nothing.
Oh, nothing I got... Wednesday? I got some rights back. I don't know if you know this, but the transes can have little A rights as a treat. Yeah. I can go die for useless causes, too. Just like, you know, my cis people.
Yeah. That was a... It was interesting when that ban went into place. My brother, who's not... He's not really, like, into any... I don't know, activist or like social justice things. He's very much one of those people that's like, "I'll do my thing, you do your thing. Like, everybody should have rights. We should all just get along." But when that ban went into place, he was like, "This makes no fucking sense, because if why?" He's like, "We already have such a recruiting problem. Why are we banning anyone? Like, if they want to join, they should be allowed to join." Yeah.
It's another way to marginalize.
Yeah.
So, I didn't get, the inauguration was Wednesday, right? I didn't get to watch it because I took this whole week off of work because I had to burn some PTO, but the only day I couldn't take off was Wednesday. So I got to see them sworn in, which, like, I cried when they were doing Harris and the lady said her name wrong. Mm-hmm. I was like, "What the hell is wrong with you?" But
I cried. So
and then, and then I had to go right into a customer call, and I was in calls for 3 hours. So I missed all of the speeches. I guess someone did a really good poem, but, you know, the moment is gone already. So
I had it on in the background. I was, like, writing unit tests all day for some code. And but I had it on in the background. I did get emotional when Harris got sworn in. So it's just, you know, regardless of how you feel about her, it's still cool. And the poet was really good. That was like the only part of that whole ceremony where I stopped what I was doing. I was like, "Wait, this is so good."
I need to go back and watch some of it, but I just got 2 new Zelda books, so I'm pretty busy this weekend.
I was like, I had gotten a diff sent to me that I needed to review while the inauguration was happening. I was like, "Okay, yeah, I'll look at this." Currently a bit distracted by current events, and the person was like, "Wait, is something happening today?"
Yeah, this diff is happening.
Yeah. You gotta look at this code.
Yeah, that's my big thing. Just looking at code.
David's in the room.
Yeah. Do you think he'll ever be on the podcast?
He doesn't want to be. He wants to be an enigma.
Ugh. Chris wants to be on an episode. They said they were considering staying while I recorded this, but they said that I would say something and then they'd be chirping at like it's from the background saying stuff. And I'm like, well, probably don't want that. But I figure the next time you are ill, I might have them co-host.
That'd be fun.
They get the vibe of it. But it would be even better to do one where it's Chris and David and we make them do it while we take the week off.
I do wonder, like, when are we going to... Will we ever take a week off? We must eventually. We've been so busy.
I don't know. I know you've got school starting back up. I think at least through the rest of the pandemic, I expect to do this because for the people listening, we record on Saturdays I edit it on Saturday and then it's posted Sunday morning. So there's not a lot of time in between the recording and posting it. And we keep saying, oh, we want to get ahead. We want to get ahead. Oops, I hit my mic. We keep saying we want to get ahead, but there's never really a good day to do it. And also I'm afraid to lose, like if something happened this morning that we wanted to talk about.
Right.
It's much more timely because then people are listening to us talk about it tomorrow. So
yeah. Yeah.
It's hard to have any backup episodes, but certainly, you know, we could cut together like a best of and drop that, a clip show basically, to take a week off if we needed to.
That'd be fun.
But yeah. I do feel through the pandemic, at least, I expect us to keep, it's not hard to set aside time for this, thankfully.
No. And it's fun. It's pretty relaxing.
It's fine. Like, okay. I wouldn't recommend that people listen to it, but I enjoy doing it, I guess.
I loved this week. What was it? Taylor Wednesday morning kept tweeting questions, not realizing that we had already talked about them in the podcast.
So you just like, sent links to
was
the
like,
podcast.
She was like, are the judges wearing like jackets under their robes? And I just linked her the episode that's titled Under the Robes, They're Usually Naked.
Yeah. Oh, that was a good one. That was classic Unholy Pod, you know, really firing on
was
all
Dick
cylinders.
Was Dick Cheney at the inauguration? I don't think he was.
I don't know.
We should ask the Dick Cheney fanfic subreddit.
Yeah, well, we could write a fanfic where he's at the inauguration.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. And him
we'll
and
make
Mike
a Reddit
Pence
name called The Unholy
a,
Pod.
Go back to a private room.
Mm-hmm. They're like, I know you're the real power.
And then don't tell Mother.
Yeah, don't let Mother know. But I find you captivating.
Does he really call his wife Mother?
I have never asked him about it. But I assume yes.
I don't know what. I had like the giggles yesterday. There was like, so David and I were trying to set up all the video game stuff. We realized that the TV in the living room doesn't have the inputs that the GameCube needs. But I went into the bedroom like 2 hours later while I was just doing something else, checked that TV, and it does have them. So I pop out of the bedroom and I'm like, guess what the TV in the bedroom has? And David just immediately goes, Quibi? And I lost my mind.
That's good for David. He's not usually that funny.
Well, that's what he said. As soon as I started dying laughing, and he was just like, that's not funny.
No, that is, that was funny. That's funny.
And
he
then
could do,
we
he
watched,
could do tight five on that.
We watched Return of the King last night, and it ended with the, you know, the concerning hobbits theme. And David just looks at me and he goes, these hobbits, they're concerned. And I lost it again.
I think maybe you're just happy to have them there, which honestly, I don't like that.
I don't get it. No.
That's some straight ass nonsense.
Yeah.
The SIDS are at it again.
Straight.
Well, I guess we can hit our first one here. David picked our things for us again. I like when David picks them because when we do them, we can't read them before we actually do them. So we go just by the title only. David can actually read and decide if they're good stories.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm going to start with this one called Takis because Takis, if you don't know, they're like Doritos, but they're rolled up. Into these little rolls. They're spicy. They're really good. But I discovered the Doritos version is better. So Doritos has these. They're called Doritos Limonita. And Limonita. They are really good. They have more lime flavor in them. But they're real spicy. They're real good. But David knows my brand. Because I really love Takis. They're like my one junk food that I will not give up. While I'm doing Weight Watchers, I still want to eat Takis. So the difference is because I'm doing Weight Watchers, I have to count them and put them in a bowl. And then I have to enter my points. I can't just sit there on the couch and mindlessly eat a whole bag of Takis. I'm just trying to kill time because the post is loading.
Did you see on Twitter when Steve Edwards said he doesn't like truffle oil and that Jolly Pumpkins fries are the worst offender? And I love those fries.
That is an abomination.
Yeah,
so the Jolly Pumpkin fries are the best fries.
Okay. I don't know if Steve listens. I assume he does. But if he hears this, just know the Unholy Pot is turned against you.
We're coming for you. Yeah. Yeah. Jelly pumpkin fries, they cook them, they toss them in truffle oil. Then they serve them with rosemary aioli, mm-hmm. which
you can get Parmesan on them too. If you ask, they'll put Parmesan cheese on there and it melts just a little. And it's so
good. I love that millennials have made aioli like a fancy thing. It's mayonnaise. Like it's
that mayonnaise. Is yeah, I like it just enough to have it on those fries, but I would not use it anywhere else. Like I don't want it on a sandwich in any form.
Oh, see, I like a sandwich that has like a garlic aioli. Yeah.
I've done a chipotle mayo, but just very lightly spread in there because the texture of mayonnaise is terrible.
I don't know what the difference, like, I think there is some small difference between mayo and aioli, but.
That's going to be the subject of our new podcast, the aioli pod. dig deep on aioli concerns of the day.
Anyway, I'm going to read this post.
Fine.
It feels like very my brand. Would I be the asshole if I follow through in only eating Takis for 60 days to pay off a bet I lost? Okay, first of all, Takis have the same kind of spice that Flaming Hot Cheetos have, where it's like a capsicum powder.
Capsaicin.
Whatever. It would burn your stomach lining.
It wouldn't burn my stomach.
Your butthole. You can't eat it that much. You can't have it that often.
Dare me. Dare me to eat it for 60 days.
There are studies that show it will destroy your
stomach. Oh, okay. You know what? If you want to listen to the mainstream scientists on this, fine, sheeple. But I just trust myself. Watch the videos.
Watch the videos, you fool. All right. So posting here from a throwaway because my wife is so furious with me. I think she'd just yell at me here too. That sounds healthy. So background, after Arizona bombing out of the tournament last year, what tournament?
They were playing ping pong.
I made my best friend a bet that U of A would win the entire thing in 2019. I was so drunk when I made the bet that I even put it in writing. Okay. Like, is it notarized? Like, that doesn't matter. If I lost, I had to eat only Takis for 60 days and water so I don't die. I don't think that's going to keep you from dying. I don't have to
die
eat a certain amount, but the only thing that can cross my lips are Takis. Oh my God.
This is just an excuse so he doesn't have to go down on his wife.
Because she's going to be like, no, it's your mouth is too spicy. It would be. That would hurt. Okay. We all know what happened to AZ basketball this year. I don't, but okay. Honestly, I forgot all about it, and I think he did too, but he came across the drunken email we sent back and forth and to like four of our other friends, so there's real social pressure. But he reminded me this week. I was like, oh shit, well here goes. So we all agreed on Monday as a start date. God, men are so fucking dumb. I told my wife, thinking she would find it funny. Well, first of all, she literally told me I needed to stop acting like a 20-year-old asshole. She's upset about the effects it's going to have on my health. She's super pissed because her sister is marrying her fiancé in this super elaborate wedding on the grounds of the U.S. Naval Academy. And my wife said, basically, I might get to meet Joe Biden. His son is friends with the groom. And when I do, I have to explain that I'm married to the moron eating out of a plastic bag. Dead of the nice China. She's so pissed. She's basically not talking to me. To me, there's a guy code where I kind of have to pay off my debts. But I'm also a husband and have to do right by my wife. But man, I feel stuck.
There's no easy answer here. Like, on one hand, you have your wife who's concerned about your health and you making
and
good choices
Joe
and
Biden.
Not being a fucking idiot and meeting Uncle Joe. But on the other hand, you have your idiot friends who are dumb and I hate
them. The guy code.
Yeah. Bros, no. Bros before hoes. Takis before other foods.
That link David sent us doesn't... Oh, it's archived, so I can't see comments.
I can see some comments. But yeah, this one is at least a year old. I don't know why it came up. I want to click on the name and see if he actually went through with this.
Oh, you're an asshole. Adults have
the account has been suspended. You can't. Something this guy did was bad because they are suspended. You're the asshole. There's a 0% chance you're going to complete the bet, regardless of the ill effects from eating basically nothing but salt. 162% of your daily allowance per bag for 60 days. Yeah. You really think you have the wherewithal to go 2 months without ever being full? I don't know you, but extrapolating from your posts and your wife's clear frustration, I'm guessing you're childish pretty often, and children, man babies, aren't notoriously great at following through with things that make them uncomfortable.
Yeah, here's the thing. Like, you can get your daily calories from Takis easily, but you will be hungry because, like, 2,000 calories worth of Takis is like 4 small bags. Okay. Each, I know this well. Each small bag is 500 calories. So not only are you going to be hungry, but you're also going to be eating like 3 times the amount of sodium that your body is meant to consume and like twice the amount of fat. You're just going to feel so awful. And there's no nutrition. There's no nutrition in Takis.
Here's what I think for a compromise. All right. He can eat other things, but he still has to eat 5 bags of Takis a day. Like, he can still have normal food, okay? Whatever. But he has to eat the normal amount of Takis that he would have as a food substitute.
No. Just make it, like, a week. Make it long enough
that
you'll be
uncomfortable.
Don't
do it at all. It's stupid. Over
sports.
Okay,
it is stupid, but if he's, like...
sports.
If he's really committed, then just do it for a week, right? Because then you're still going to get sick. You're still going to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, you're still
going to
vomit, like, orange.
But then you can be done with it after a week.
What if he just holds them in his mouth and he sucks the flavor out, but he doesn't eat them?
Oh. You know the real reason his wife is pissed is because he won't be able to go down on her.
That's the real thing. I gotta say, I get the impression.
That's
not
why he's
having
sex. Yeah, based on the dynamics here, I don't think that's a topic in their marriage at all. Wow. Yeah. Well, what a doozy. To jump into, men are
they're
why
not okay.
Why are
they're not okay?
Are the men okay?
All right, I mean the guy's obviously an asshole. I guess you know what do you do here? Don't be stupid.
I want to know if he went through with it or if he tried.
No, I tried to look, but the account is suspended, so we can't look at any of.
I don't think
stuff.
You could go through with it for 60 days. I think you would have a stroke or something from that much sodium. But I want to know if he tried it. How far he got.
Well, maybe he died.
We need to ask a nutritionist what would happen if you tried to do this. Like, how
Let's
long
send
would
it
the average
into Kyle's,
person make it?
Question blog thing.
Yeah, ask him if he could run the numbers. Like, how long could someone survive eating only Takis?
Only Takis. Oh, my trackpad battery is very low.
Oh, no.
I don't have a charging cable here. We'll just get
I really love this shirt.
Okay.
We're not sponsored, but I have a Stitch Fix referral code. And if somebody uses it, I get $100 in Stitch Fix credit. So,
oh, well.
Yeah. So let me tell you about Stitch Fix.
No. Anyways, I'm reading the next story, and I already like it. This one
What's
is called Owning the Libs by David, but the title is Would I Be the Asshole If I Start Trolling My Dad on Parler? This is in all caps. I will not read it as such. Not trying to be political here. Just a question of ethics assholery from the pros. Off the bat, my dad is an asshole. It's not even up for debate. He wouldn't deny it, but he wears it proudly. He's always loved being a dissenter in group conversation and often interjects conflict into otherwise civil interactions. That's just who he is. Anyways, as his child, I've always thought he could be better, which my partner assures me he cannot. But deep down, I am also simply fascinated how someone could be the way he is. Recently, he posted on his beloved Facebook page that he was taking his, in quotes, enlightened, thoughtful opinions to Parler, where he won't be censored by big tech.
Oh boy.
Brave move. Bravo. Who is censoring this random 65-year-old white man? Oh, okay, whatever. Go on to Parler. I've actually been on Parler for a few months. Leading up to the election, I'd peruse it to try to stay up to date with the deep Trump folks and see what they were saying and talking about. Mostly lurking, you know? So I've got a decently aged account compared to him. Anyway, fast forward to today, and my sweet asshat father is echoing, which is retweeting, Don Bongino? I don't know who that
Bongino.
Is.
Bongino. Don Bongino.
Don Bongino. He He bring yeah, you kids know who the pasta.
But I know the name.
He's retweeting in Parler is an echo, Don Bongino, calling Joe Biden a fraud, asking Americans to speak up, etc. And sadly, nice. None of his posts have garnered a single upvoter like. So since no one else will, and because he's too cowardly to bring it up in person to me or others, and clearly he feels these feelings, wants to share them but has no outlet, should I pose as a friend and try to reel him back to sanity? Should I just go so hard on his posts and see how long till he blocks me? Wanting to deprogram him of his lunacy and stop this embarrassing behavior, what should I do? Edit all caps spelling error.
Not a lot of comments on this one. I have a feeling David just searched for Parler.
Parler
on this one.
I don't. We were talking, I think, in was it Political Quarantine the other day about how do you deprogram these people who are completely gone? So
I don't think you're going to do it by trolling on Parler, but it would be funny. And I don't think you'd be the asshole for doing it.
No, I don't think so either. I think it's hilarious to troll these people that believe such obvious lies and other stupid stuff. Those are the same people like, we didn't land on the moon. How could we? I'm like, science, rockets, I don't know.
It's like at some point, Republicans divided and then they divided again. So there was in 2016, Republicans who divided between Trump and not Trump, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there were like Romney Clinton voters. And then somewhere between 2016 and now, Republicans split from people who voted for Trump or maybe didn't vote at all, who considered themselves principled like conservatives, like they just want small government and they think that voting for a Republican will get them there.
They also don't want women to have rights.
That's separate. But like I know a lot of people like this. We have some close family friends who are Republicans but are not like QAnon people, right? And that at some point between 2016 and now, it split again into a cult and people who just vote Republican because that's who they vote for. And those people either begrudgingly voted in this election for Trump or just didn't vote. Or some of them voted for Biden because they consider him, I don't know, kind of vanilla, right?
He's very center to me. Like, I'm glad we don't have Trump anymore, but Biden's not like some great hero that's going to save the world. He will make slight incremental change back the other way.
He's not, but I mean, his ideas are the most progressive we've ever had in a president.
Yes.
I think that needs to be
Bernie
stated.
And Warren
like,
forced him to be.
Right. Like, the party has moved a lot in the last 4 years, which is good. And he's appointing pretty progressive people to pretty high up positions. Right? Like, Bernie's
there's
in
a
charge
gay,
of the budget.
There's a trans up there. Really representing my peoples.
So, I don't know. Small progress. But I think that's like, we're not a politics podcast, but I think that's why,
we've never talked about politics on here.
But like, Biden was the right candidate for this weird election because, it did bring over so many people.
I want Biden 2024 shirts that say "more incremental change." Is the tagline?
Yeah,
little a change as a treat.
Well, it's like now we can get to the point where we can have fights within the left of like, what is the right future? We couldn't even have that conversation before. It was just like, we needed to put out the fire. Where I was going with this was like, now there was like Republicans who didn't even vote for Trump in 2016. And then there were Republicans who did and maybe still voted for him, but don't necessarily believe in like QAnon, right? And then there's this cult, which is what stormed the Capitol, right? I would argue that anyone who voted for Trump the second time is absolutely, there's no excuse for it. But
yeah, how do you look at the last 4 years and be like, oh yeah, this was my shit, things are good?
Yeah,
unless you're like one of the billionaires that got richer.
Yeah, people are also just brainwashed by propaganda and like that.
You're brainwashed by the mainstream media.
The main MSM.
MSM. Midstream media.
Yeah, we had a very close family friend who passed away, but he was genuinely like one of the nicest people you'd ever met. he was a veteran, which made no sense as to why he loved Trump, but he loved Trump. Like, none of us ever got it. We never understood. It was the one thing we just didn't bring up because it was like, this doesn't compute. He's like genuinely one of the nicest humans that I've ever known and voted for Trump twice. Mm-hmm. So like, yeah, here's the thing. These people are in a cult. They have to be deprogrammed. I don't know how that starts. And like, they have to recognize that they're in a cult before that can even start.
Yeah, I agree
too. It's like someone being in an abusive relationship. You can't just go to them and be like, your husband's abusive. Because they're going to be like, you're just jealous. Like, we talked about this a few podcasts ago that I had a friend who this happened to / is still happening to. And like, she just, we've kind of put it out there to her that like, if you ever need us, we are still your friends. But until then, it seems like you do not want us in your life. And that's fine.
So if I told you I didn't want you in my life, you'd actually follow through with that?
Well,
I guess we do have the podcast.
It's the same, but it's the same relationship. And it's this thing with cult leaders where they recognize a vulnerable population, right? They prey on people that are vulnerable, that will believe them. And he always sold himself as this like working class president. That's never who he was. And like, it's amazing to me that anyone
the guy with the gold bathrooms, not working class. That can't be true.
Yeah. But he found people that felt so disillusioned. And it's the same exact thing that Hitler did, right? It was, he found people that were economically struggling and like told them it's the Jews, like pointed the finger. And they were all like, absolutely. It's a scapegoat, right? It's something that we can just blame all our problems on. That makes sense. It's the same thing you're seeing now. And yeah, I don't necessarily feel bad because these people are all adults that should recognize that what they're doing is wrong. But also, this is how cults work, and it's unfortunate that it's happening in our country.
Have you ever been in a cult?
I have not. Have you?
I've done it both as a leader and as a follower. You make more money as a leader, but you have more fun as a follower.
If you were to start a cult, what would it be?
Probably something with spicy food. I don't know.
Yeah. You haze people by making them eat the spiciest pepper.
I bought a box of Super Hots yesterday. I'm going to mince one up and put it in with my bolognese tonight.
Super.
I'm so excited.
Hot.
Super hot. Did you buy that yet? You've got a VR now.
Yeah. We have all the games, but we have the wrong camera. For the PS5, it needs a different camera. So we ordered it. It'll be here tomorrow. But
I think
I know,
they have a multiplayer Beat Saber now. I don't know if it's on PS, on the PlayStation VR, but it is on like the computer one. So maybe we could beat or saber some beats together as a team.
We bought Beat Saber and we bought Surgeon Simulator.
That game's so much fun.
David said he will not play Surgeon Simulator with me.
Has he watched us play it before?
Yeah, he said he hates it. He said
it's
hates
so
watching
funny
it.
Though. It's so funny.
I love it. It's so funny. Remember, I want to have multiplayer Surgeon Simulator. I want to have
I would love that.
Two people in there.
You can stream.
The way you do the eye replacement is you stick a screwdriver in their eyeball until it goes.
And then you have to slap them so that the screwdriver bounces around and yanks it out. It's so funny. If you haven't played this game, they have
it
a non-VR version, but in VR, it's so funny.
It's so funny.
We used to just sit and find like the worst ways we could murder somebody. And then also we play this game.
Or you can do the surgery correctly, but like the way you've done it, they're definitely getting an infection. Like, put a ballpoint pen in their intestine. You're like, that'll fix it.
We got it
figured
out.
And then you
out.
Get like a B- on the surgery.
Yeah, that's how real doctors are graded too.
Yeah. I also love that you can just take the syringe and like stick it in yourself in the game. And then your sight gets
all
blurry.
Yeah, you get high. Yeah.
But you have to keep doing the surgery.
That is a fun game. The Super Hot game is great too. I've been playing Beat Saber on my PC now because I've got all the custom tracks on there, which is super fun. You can't do that on the PlayStation version, sadly.
Yeah.
But that's a good game. Well, let's take our break.
Now that we've talked about the cult that is ravaging our nation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just casually. And casually. We'll be right back.
Woo! Okay. Are we back?
No.
Okay.
We're back, and Becca's about to eat a taki into the mic. Now, I can't hear it because of the noise canceling, but I know when I get Becca's audio file, I'm going to hear it and probably vomit. I don't know if many of you have gotten the opportunity to watch Becca eat, but she's got like a tiny mouth inside of her normal mouth, like in Aliens. And when it comes out, it screams a racial epithet and then eats.
Oh my God.
It's awful. It's terrifying. The first time we were out eating together, we were having sausages. And so this mouth would come out and take a sausage and just swallow it whole, casing and all. And I just had to pretend like that was normal and fine. And... you know, we're friends, but at what cost? I like my Tetris thing that you sent me. Becca did a cross stitch of Tetris blocks, and it says, yes, Tetris, which is totally my vibe because I fucking love Tetris. So I need to figure out where to put it up, though. I'll put it right over the toilet.
Nice. My mom got me... For Christmas, my mom got me, she really likes the little signs and things with the fun little sayings. Like our house has a giant thing that says live, laugh, love. And she got me one because I kind of tease her for it. And she got me one that says it in like the classic font, like the live, laugh, love font. It just says, well, shit. So that's up in front of
weren't
my
weren't you gonna do one that the one that said
yeah
I have ass, a suck a dick and sell drugs.
No, I have one for, I bought a pattern for my bathroom that says wash your fucking hands, but in like really cute cross stitch like font with the flowers around it.
I've seen ones like that, but they say please don't do cocaine in the bathroom.
Yep, those two. I might just do one of those for fun. Anyway, we don't have a have you heard about this for this week, but we do have our game.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica loves this game.
I don't like this game. It hurts me
so much.
As soon as I get it right, if I get it right, then I get to make them up and Becca has to guess.
Okay. Well, you did that once and I think I got it right.
Yeah, but also you're a bitch. So Chris laughed when I said that you're a bitch. I told them we got into a fight the other day, like a little one over going back to school or whatever. And I was like, at the end of it, Becca just said, I knew what I should have known what I was getting into when I had a conversation with you because you're a bitch. And I said, and then I replied, that's okay. I treat conversations with you the same way I treat them with everyone. I hate you and I don't care. And I was like, that's how we made up. We were fine. And Chris was like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
But because I know what to expect, I know that you will be really sarcastic no matter what we're talking about, and you do not ever apologize.
I don't need to apologize for being right. I apologize sometimes. I don't think you apologize either.
Because I'm right.
I fucking hate you.
All right.
Gonna delete the podcast.
Okay. So pick a number, an integer between 1 and 5. Inclusive. 1 and 5 inclusive.
Thank you. 4.
Yeah. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I the asshole for lying to my family about having diabetes? These ones are all diabetes. Pretty heavy. I'm going to be honest.
Diabetes.
Am I the asshole for calling my toddler a dick?
Not if the toddler's being a dick.
Am I the asshole for not wanting to talk to my grandma with Alzheimer's? Am I the asshole for not loving my parents anymore? And am I the asshole for wanting to, or for leaving my disabled mother behind? Okay. Am I the asshole?
Why did you pull these topics? What is happening? Is your mom okay?
Am I the asshole for lying to my family about having diabetes? Am I the asshole for calling my toddler a dick? Am I the asshole for not wanting to talk to my grandmother with Alzheimer's? Am I the asshole for not loving my parents anymore? And am I the asshole for leaving my disabled mother behind? Which one's fake?
Not loving my parents anymore?
No.
God, why am I so bad at this? These are all awful, but which one is the fake one? Because they're all bad.
What's your next guess?
Diabetes.
It's the diabetes. I just like the idea of somebody like,
oh, I can't have that. I've got diabetes. I can't eat your pie because diabetes. You know how
diabetes.
Like, oh, I can't run to the store for you. I know you needed toilet paper. I got diabetes, so.
Diabetes is not funny, but I thought that.
Oh, but you're laughing. The concept of somebody turned it into a joke.
The concept of somebody lying to their family about diabetes is really funny.
Am I the asshole? No longer buy diabetes for my family?
Okay.
All right. Well, one of these weeks I'm going to get it, and then I get to write the topics.
I'm excited. Can't wait.
All of them are going to be fake, and I'm going to make you guess the real one.
Okay.
Up to the reverse.
Am I the asshole for wanting my fiance to get rid of her sleds?
Is this like the socks one from a couple weeks ago?
I don't know. Am I the asshole? Okay. So my fiance, 40, and I, 27.
Hey, Becca. Quick question.
Yeah.
They've been together 4 years.
Oh, my God.
How do you feel about the age difference here? Just, I'm wondering.
It feels bad, although... It feels bad. It feels bad. I know you dated someone much younger.
I feel like David picks ones like this just so that you can go,
trigger me.
Don't like that. I don't think these two should be together.
I don't know. At least they didn't start dating when she was 18, like our virginity guy last week.
Jimmy Virgin.
Yeah. Okay. So the fiance's 40. This person's 27. They've given us... Oh, the fiance is a woman. Okay. We have that gender. We don't know the gender of the poster. But I'll just keep going. They've been together 4 years, so, okay. I want to know if I'm the asshole for even suggesting that she get rid of two snow sleds. Context.
Rosebud.
What?
Do you not know Citizen Kane?
No.
Movie people will tell you it's the best movie of all time, but they're wrong because the best movie of all time is Gremlins 2, The New Batch.
Detective Pikachu. Wait.
You know what they could call the sequel? Detective Pika 2.
Holy shit. Okay. You said Rosebud and it made me think of The Sims. So the cheat to get more money was Rosebud.
I didn't know that because I don't cheat at The Sims, Becca.
Okay, well, I always just wanted to do it to build like really cool houses. I never actually cared about like the plot of The Sims. So
I don't know that there is a plot.
Yeah, you're just a person. But if you have more money, you could get a nicer house.
Just like in real life.
If you actually play it in story mode, you have to start in like the shitty one bedroom house, just like in real life. And your fridge doesn't work and your food's all gross and
you don't know how to cook.
Yeah.
You can barely get yourself to the bathroom on your own.
the mattress is so cheap that your person's just always tired because their mattress is bad. You don't realize until later how real that all is.
Yeah. At first, you're like, this is really fun. I went to college and got a degree. And then in real life, not so much.
All right. We live in Portland, Oregon, which doesn't really see a lot of snow. In the time since I've moved here from Illinois, there's only been one major snowfall that stayed around for more than 24 hours. The other day, our building manager had to shut off everyone's water for a while to fix something. Each apartment has a separate water shutoff, so they had to go around and manually turn the valves. I was asleep when the guy came, but my fiance was up, so she let him in. Our shutoff is in a coat closet next to the front door where we store a bunch of stuff. Ladders, tools, a wagon we use for shopping, etc. So she had to empty out the closet for him. By the time I woke up, the guy was gone, and fiance informed me what was going on. Pretty groggy still, I just nodded and went about my morning. A few hours later, the guy comes back to turn the water back on. As I'm watching him, I notice two huge plastic snow sleds propped up against the wall. I ask my fiance why we have them, and she gets all cutesy pouty and shushes me. We do shit like this all the time. Anytime I catch her doing something silly, she acts all cute and embarrassed, and we have a laugh about it. She's 40 years old. So, guy leaves, and I ask again. Same treatment. I went to get some packages. When I brought them back in, I bumped the sleds that we hadn't put away yet and suggested I was going to take them the sleds and put them in the mailroom for someone else to take. Again, she got all pouty. Again, she shuts down. I sigh and give up, shoving the sleds back into the closet and closing it, but it still kind of bugs me. I don't think it's too big of an ask. We're not using them. They take up space. Even if it did miraculously snow here someday, we both work and we live in the middle of the city. Where would we even go sledding? It seems like a waste to me. I like her childish, fun-loving side, but I don't want to become that naggy wife from every cishet man joke ever, but it really seems unnecessary. I have never and would never ask her to give up her giant comic book collection, even though it takes up 2/3 of our bedroom closet. Wow. I did make her get rid of...
What did David just say?
Wait, did he
say... Did David say something? I heard noise. I heard not your voice.
I can't hear.
Oh, okay.
These are noise canceling. I don't know. I did make her get rid of some fireworks/crackers that she had because A, they're illegal to set off in city limits anyway, and B, wildfires. And I did previously suggest, but I never made her, even though she did eventually give them to a friend with kids, getting rid of two huge super soakers she had also stored in the coat closet because they always fell out whenever we took the vacuum out. That's partly why I let the sled issue go. I don't want to be a killjoy and constantly rain on her parade, but I feel like she's being a bit unreasonable. Am I the asshole?
I think yes, because like they're just... Who cares? They're just sleds. They're in the closet. It seems like she didn't even know about them until the guy was in there working on it.
So we know that Poster is a woman.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter.
It's two women in here.
Okay.
I didn't even know that could happen. Wow.
Two women getting married?
That can't be
right. Hold on.
Who's going to wear the pants in that relationship?
Oh my God. I'm not wearing pants all right now.
Well, yeah, between you and David, you're obviously the one who wears the pants.
I don't think either of them are assholes. I just think this is silly. The fiance sound like the other person sounds really immature just in general, the way that they're handling the situation. But I don't think...
Here's a comment, info, were the sleds bothering you before this happened?
I see this one.
No,
yeah.
Because I literally didn't know they existed until now. But
exactly.
I will say that she just bought a bunch of storage organization containers and stuff to reorganize our bedroom closet. So I'm curious as to why we can't clear out the sleds and move some of the stuff from the bedroom closet to the coat closet.
Yeah, so then just leave it. Like,
anyway, with climate
change,
it could start snowing there. We don't know.
Yeah, like it seems silly because like... You could just get rid of them, and then if you ever move to a snowier place, you can buy new plastic sleds. Like, it sounds like they're very cheap, but this doesn't... This is silly. I hate it. This is an example of something that people are like, let me go to Reddit and ask Reddit what we should do with these sleds.
I don't know. I still lean that the poster is kind of an asshole. I'm like, who cares? You didn't even know they were there. They're not bothering you.
Yeah. Like, although the I don't comic know why book the collection taking them. Up the entire closet is seems like a separate issue.
Well, some of those may appreciate in value, but I don't know. I have mostly digital media at this point because then I don't have to worry about them moving them around. I used to have so many books and movies, and now it's all digital. And it's made my life better because I tend to move every 6 months or so. Maybe I should move to Denver. No, thank you.
Can't imagine anyone that would ever do that. This is just, yeah, this is silly. And then, like, hey, you didn't know that they were there. It's weird to me that something could be in your front closet and you wouldn't know. But if but they that's weren't, what I'm saying, like, know they were there out before. Of the
way, so who cares? Who cares?
And then if it does snow, you have sleds.
Yeah, you're ready.
How fun.
If you want to drive, you know, a little bit north where it does snow, or slightly inland where it does snow, like, you have sleds. Yes.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Like, this is so stupid.
I like sleds. I haven't gone sledding in a long time, though.
And to be honest, Jessica, I don't think these people should be getting married.
Oh, wow. That's shocking. What's the reasoning?
Well, they both seem pretty immature.
What? That's why it works.
Yeah. You love that.
You know what the compromise is? For the next 60 days, the fiance can only eat the sleds. Then you still have them. They're just in you.
Yeah. I guess I'd say the fiance is in the right, but she needs to figure out a better method of conflict resolution to just be like, no, don't throw out my shit, versus like, I'm just gonna pout.
That's how you and David argue, because he's always super pouty.
That doesn't seem right.
Yeah, I've seen him. He'll be like, please, can I have, I don't know, doggies?
No.
Please?
No.
He's just putting W's all over the place.
Nope.
Ooh, what's this?
One more. Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. Am I the asshole for asking my brother's entire family to move out because my nephew set my bathroom on fire for a TikTok?
Oh my God.
My 32 female brother, 43 male, his wife, 40 female, and their two kids, 9 female and 15 male. Do you got all that? Have been staying with me for a little over 2 weeks now because they lost their jobs due to coronavirus and were evicted. 4 people is obviously a large addition, but I didn't want them to be homeless, and they assured me it'd be a temporary stay. 2 days ago, my nephew set my bathroom on fire for a TikTok. From what he told me after, there's some kind of trend where you draw a shape on your mirror with hairspray, and then you light it on fire, and it's supposed to go out on its own without any damage. Well, his fire spread onto a nearby stack of towels and got out of control. We all had to evacuate, but luckily I live relatively close to a fire station, so the damage wasn't all that bad. My guest bathroom is scorched and will need repairs, but the rest of my home is okay. I think that my brother and sister-in-law had to have been wildly negligible to allow this to happen, especially considering the lighter he used was my brother's, meaning he must have taken it from him at some point. I'm asking them to leave within the next week because I don't want to risk something of this nature happening again. They've apologized and asked me to reconsider because it was an accident. No one was hurt in the end, and they'd be homeless if I kicked them out now. And to think of my niece, who did nothing. I'm not going to charge them for the repairs because they flat out can't afford it, but I no longer feel safe living with them.
Not the asshole. I wouldn't kick your family out and make them homeless because of a prank. Or,
yell at a 15-year-old and be like, listen, you stupid idiot. Don't set things on fire.
I wonder if he got
the video, though. Did he get the views?
What I'd probably do is be like, your son owes me this money. I don't care how long it takes him to pay it back, but he owes me the money for it.
Yeah, he needs to learn consequences.
That's that. But you don't kick the family out because of this. All of the comments are saying not the asshole. Is there
too much difference between the poster and the child? That's concerning.
All the comments are saying not the asshole, and I think that this is crazy. This is the same energy as that guy who wanted to sit on his porch every day, even though there was a women's yoga class happening in his backyard. And all the commenters were like, not the asshole, it's your property. And this is the same thing. People are like, not the asshole, it's your house. And it's like, yeah, but they're going to be homeless.
They shouldn't have allowed this global pandemic to happen. That's on them.
Yeah.
They've done nothing to stop it.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest.
Take some personal responsibility.
I think if you kick them out, you're the asshole. I'm going to disagree with all the commenters here and say, here's one. Honestly amazed that everyone is saying not the asshole here. You're the asshole unless the parents did absolutely nothing to discipline their child after this. 15-year-olds are dumb. It's pure and simple. Him doing some stupid shit for a TikTok trend is not grounds for you to kick a family of four out onto the street with a week to sort out their affairs.
When I was 15, I never would have done shit like that.
I mean, I
can't imagine.
I don't know. I did dumb things when I was 15. I could see like you see people on the internet doing it and nothing else catches on fire. So you're like, oh, it's safe. And then you do it and then your house burns down. I think it's wild for all these people saying not the asshole. You're giving your family a week to move out over something that was an accident, right? I need to find this. Okay, here we go. There are tons of videos like this, and every single time it's a flame that goes no more than 6 inches from the mirror, goes out completely within 5 seconds. All these videos make it look about as risky as one of those high alcohol content drinks that bartenders will light at fancy bars. There's a 95% chance that the kid genuinely had no idea that it would cause as much damage.
It's an inside fire, though. Like,
it's stupid. I'm not saying it's not stupid. I'm just saying you watch a video of it and you're like, oh, it goes on immediately. So this is fine. Yeah, this is a kid who just lost his home. It's likely a bit more desperate than usual to be cool on TikTok and wanted to recreate it. What he expected to be harmless fun went terribly, terribly wrong. How on earth do so many people here think a fully reasonable response to this well-intentioned kid making one mistake is to make his entire family homeless? Yeah, and the other thing is you're permanently going to be shattering your relationship with your brother. That's something that I don't think anyone's taking into account here. Like, that relationship is going to be done after this over something so stupid, right?
Maybe they don't like each other anyway.
Why would he let him move in the first place?
I don't know. Just
giving them a week to move out is also crazy. Like, if they don't have money to pay for your bathroom damages, they certainly can't afford a place to stay.
They should have thought of that before they let their child, their 15-year-old child, be unsupervised in a bathroom.
Yeah.
I wasn't allowed to be in the bathroom on my own until I was 22, which was weird because I wasn't even living with my parents by then. So I had to call them. They didn't have to come to my apartment and go in there with me.
Yeah. I'm not a parent, but...
Clearly.
If my nephew in 15 years did something like this, I think the response would be, okay, well, he owes me this money whenever he has it, like whatever it is, $500 or something. Be like, however long it takes you to save that, you owe me that money, but I'm not going to kick you out. That's just dumb. Yeah, their priorities are backwards here because they're like, well, I'll pay for it because they don't have the money to repair it, but I'm going to kick them out on the street.
So what they should do is make them pay to be kicked out. That solves the problem. Glad we can figure this out.
I'm just so shocked that everyone is commenting, not the asshole.
I don't think they're an asshole. I think they don't feel safe. That's hard to be in a place where now you may not be able to like sleep or something because you're worried someone's going to do something.
Right.
Even if it was an accident, it shows a lack of judgment. Even for a 15-year-old, I'm like, it's fire and you're inside.
That's why I think you would make him pay for it, right? Because then there's some consequences and you might fucking consider next time. Because when you're 15, like if it's, you know, more than like $50 or something, it's going to feel like a huge amount of money. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
I would say you take away the TikTok account, which you're not his parent, so you can't really do, but, and then make him pay for it.
I wish the government would just ban TikTok. That would solve this whole thing.
Yeah.
Other than I wouldn't have my beloved sea shanties.
Yeah, a good info question here is somebody said, do you really think your nephew will do something like this again? Does he have a history of bad behavior? I think that's the important question that needs to be answered. If this is a kid that's genuinely like bad, then I can understand being like, I'm scared to live in my home.
He should be put to death. That's my final word on it.
The nephew is the asshole. He should die.
Yeah, we got to put him down. If a dog set your house on fire, you'd put the dog down.
I don't think the dog would know what it did.
Yeah, that's even worse, because how can it learn?
Yeah, I think that, yeah, like, here's the thing. Also, making them homeless makes all of them responsible for this kid's actions. Like, and then the kid isn't really going to learn anything either. All the kid's going to learn is that you're a dick, right? Like,
you're right. So all we need to do is kick that kid out and the rest of them can stay. That's a quick way to learn a consequence.
It's a tough situation, but I don't think it warrants this reaction at all.
Okay, well, fine. I don't think they're an asshole, though.
I'd say maybe no assholes here, but if they kick them out, they're the asshole.
Yes, because technically all they've done is ask about it. Like, casually, like, hey.
Well, they've brought it up and said, they've said, I don't want you to live here and you have a week to get out. So if they actually follow through on that, then they're the asshole, I think.
Maybe their minds have been changed by the response on Reddit, except everyone agrees that they're not the asshole. So
yeah,
you should
so
leave
I think
a
you're
comment.
Definitely going to kick their family out.
You should leave a comment. Yeah, this is Reddit's fault now.
Yeah, this is just sad. It's like your family's fucking homeless because of a pandemic and you're going to kick them out because of a stupid kid making a mistake. Mm. People are mean. I don't know.
Well, maybe, you know, if you hate kids, you agree. You reading
the other crazy part? Yeah, okay. Somebody, like, they're suggesting, like, the poster is suggesting that the parents were negligible because they let
negligent
the 15-year-old was in the bathroom. Like
I said, I wasn't allowed in bathrooms by myself till I was 22.
You're right.
Some parents take that responsibility. When did you start getting to be in the bathroom alone?
As soon as I figured it out. I don't know.
So like
2,
16,
3?
17? What?
We learned, we were talking about baby stuff because my nephew's here and my mom was like reminiscing. And I learned to talk really quickly, but not walk. I mm-hmm. took a while with walking, but I was speaking like sentences by the time I was like 18 or 18 months. 18. But my brother was the opposite. He was like crawling and walking really quickly, but didn't talk or potty train for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I potty trained like pretty much as soon as I figured it out. I was like, oh yeah.
Like, oh, this is easy. I could do this all day.
This is easy stuff. Yeah.
I don't know when I potty trained, but I assume it was sometime in my early teens. Mm-hmm. It's a while ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is a good stopping point. We'll be back next week. It's going to be my mom's birthday is this week coming up. So obviously I'm going to have a lot of mom-specific stuff to talk about. She sent me for my birthday and Christmas box that they sent. It's 100 jokes about corn on like little flashcards. She's asked me to read one each week on the podcast and I haven't done it yet. But maybe next week we'll read a couple to celebrate
okay.
my mom's birthday.
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
Didn't you say you hated my mom and you hoped that she drowned in an elevator that fell into a shaft that was flooded? I thought it was weirdly specific.
People don't know this, but Jessica's just making very intense eye contact with me through the video as she said.
Remember when you said that?
Remember? That was weird.
Yeah. We weren't even in an elevator. We were just hanging out. Like, we had made dinner. David was there. Cammy was going woof woof. And then she was like, Jessica, I hope your mother dies in an elevator that is flooded in the shaft. And the elevator goes down into the shaft. and like the waters come up and she's like, no, I can't breathe, I'm gonna get crushed, and then she does. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna eat this pasta.
Really specific joke, but okay.
Yeah, you had a lot of details in there. That's
That's weird. Anyway,
thanks for listening.
All right. Goodbye, everybody.